Now, here's a question for you. How many different plant and animal species exist in the Puget Sound region? That's what hundreds of volunteers have been trying to answer as part of the international competition known as the City Nature Challenge. One of them is Kelly Brenner, a naturalist and writer. She was at Alki Beach yesterday finding moon snails and sea stars at low tide.
It illustrates all the really amazing nature we have in this city. We don't have to go out there to see interesting nature. It's right here. It's right on the beach. It's in our yards. It's up on our roof. It's all around us all the time.
So far, over 300 people in the Seattle area have cataloged 844 species. They're competing for the most documented species and the greatest number of citizen scientists. Brenner says as fun as the challenge is, it's also important data for the scientific community.
Well, there's not enough scientists. They just can't, you know, cover all this territory. There's just not enough funding for them, and they need help. They need us to be out there with our phones taking pictures and documenting what we see.
And you still have time to find some critters. The deadline is midnight tonight, and the species can be from anywhere.
Even your backyard. If you have an apartment, you can go up on the rooftop, you can look around. There are going to be birds flying over, so there's always something, whether it's mosses or lichens or little tiny bugs. Go, you know, find some moss and look at some tardigrades in it. It's everywhere. You can't not find it.